says Dave's Mishnah Yud, HaMekadesh B'Trumas. Somebody who is Mekadesh Nisha with Truma, either Truma Gedola or Trumas Meiser, Uva Meisris, or he is Mekadesh Nisha with Meiser, either Meiser Rishon, which is given to Leviim, or Meiser Ani, which is given to Aniim. But if you are Mekadesh Nisha with Meiser Sheni, this is a Machlokis, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, which we discussed the Mishnah Ches. Uva Matanos. Or somebody is Mekadesh Nisha with Matanos, this is referring to the Zroa, Lachayim, Bekeva, the shoulder, cheeks, and stomach, which is given to a Kohen from any behemoth which is Shechted, that is not a Korban. Uva Mechatas. Or somebody is Mekadesh and Isha with water that was drawn, be put in the ashes of a Para Aduma and sprinkled on people that are Tmei Mates. Uver Efer Chatas. Or he is Mekadesh and Isha with ashes from a Para Aduma. Harezu Mekudeshes Ba'afilo Yisrael. This is a good Kedushin. As all of these things are Mutter Ba'ana, you can derive benefit from them, so therefore they do have value, and you can be Mekadesh and Isha with it. Even a Yisrael that is Mekadesh with Trumas or Matanos. For example, he inherited the Truma or Matanos from his grandfather, the father of his mother, who was a Kohen, so therefore it is his, and he could be Mekadesh and Isha with it. Now, even if he inherits grain from his grandfather that was a Kohen, that the Truma was not taken from it yet, even so, he could be Mafrit the Truma, and the Truma would belong to him. He cannot eat it since he is not a Kohen, but he can sell it to a Kohen instead of giving it to a Kohen. The reason being, as if since, if his grandfather was still alive, his grandfather would be mafrit the truma and keep it for himself since he is a Kohen. He inherits this chus from his grandfather that he could be mafrit the truma and keep it for himself, so therefore he could be mekadesh and isha with this truma. But a Yisrael that has grain and is mafrit truma from that grain, he cannot be mekadesh and isha with this truma since it does not belong to him. He has to give it to a Kohen. Now, even though he has tovas hanah in this truma, he has a certain benefit from the truma that he has the right to give it to any coin that he wishes to give it to. Even so, this Tovas Hanah is not considered mamon. It is not considered as if it belongs to him, so therefore it cannot be Mekadesh and Isha with his own Truma that he is mechuyev to give to a coin. Mesachas Kedushin, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. Ha'omer l'chaveiro, say Mekadesh li Isha plonus. Somebody says to his friend, please be mashliach to be Mekadesh a certain Isha. V'halach v'kitsha la'atmo. Mekudeshes. And the Shliach went, and instead of being Mekadesh her to the Mishaleach, he was Mekadesh her to himself. The Kedushin is Chal to that Shliach. Even though he did an Avla, as he tricked the first person, and he was Mekadesh the Isha instead to himself, even so, the Kedushin is Chal to the Shliach. V'cheina oimer le'isha, hareat Mekudeshes li la'achar shloshim yom. U'ba'achar v'kitcha v'toch shloshim yom, Mekudeshes l'sheni. The same would be true that somebody says to an Isha, you should be Mekudeshes to me after 30 days. The Kedushin should go into effect only after 30 days. And during those 30 days, somebody else came along and was Mekadesher. She's Mekudeshes to the Sheni, and even after the 30 days are up, she would stay Mekudeshes to the second person. As once the second person is Mekadesher, she is an Eshesh Itz to the second person, and the Kedushin cannot go into effect to the first person. Now, even though that person did an Avla, since the first person was already Mekadesh, or even though the Kedushin was only going to go into effect after 30 days, the second person should not have been Mekadesh within those 30 days. Even so, once he was Mekadesh, she's Mekudesh to the Sheni, Bas Yisrael LeKohen, Tochal B'Truma. If the Isha is a Bas Yisrael, and the second person that was Mekadesh is a Kohen, she can eat Truma, as it is a Kedushin Gemurin to the second person, and even though the first person was Mekadesh her first, since that Kedushin did not go into effect yet, the second person was Mekadesh her, that is a Kedushin Gemurim, and she can eat Truma since that person is a Kohen. Me'achshav u'la'achar shloshim yom, u'ba'achar v'kitsha, b'toch shloshim yom, Mekudeshes ve'ena Mekudeshes. If somebody is Mekadesh her an Isha, and he tells her B'shas Kedushin that the Kedushin should be chal right now, but only after 30 days, should the Kedushin be chal retroactively from now, and somebody came along and was Mekadesh her within those 30 days, she is Mekudeshes ve'ena Mekudeshes, meaning this is a suffix Kedushin, whether she is Mekudeshes to the first person or to the second person. As maybe he changed his mind, that first he said Me'achshav, and then he said U'la'achar Shloshim Yom, he had a change of heart, and he didn't want the Kedushin to be chal from now, he wanted the Kedushin to be chal only after 30 days, which in that case you would be Mekudeshes L'Sheni, since the Sheni was Mekadesh her within those 30 days. Or maybe he was making a Tanai that the Kedushin should be Chal retroactively from the Shah's Kedushin, which in that case, she would be Mekudeshes to the Rishon. And since the Kedushin was Chal retroactively from the Shah's Kedushin of the Rishon, when the second person was Mekadesh her, she was an Ashes Ish to the Rishon, and the second Kedushin was not Chal. So therefore, Bas Yisrael Le Kohen, or Bas Kohen Le Yisrael, Lo Tochal Betruah. If she is a Bas Yisrael, one of these two that was Mekadesh her is a Kohen, she would not be able to eat Truma, as we do not know which Kedushin is a good Kedushin. Or if she is a Bas Kohen and one of these two is a Yisrael, she would no longer be able to eat Truma, as maybe the Kedushin of the Yisrael was a good Kedushin, and a Bas Kohen that is Mekudeshes to Yisrael cannot eat Truma.